coalition forces and begin striking selected targets of military importance.
It would be a decision which could only be taken once.
There's no argument over the choice between peace and war.
Unconfirmed reports about Gaddafi being captured.
This morning, I want to talk about the future of Europe.
Burning Point.
Hello and welcome to the show. With me, Ekaterina Kudashkina. Bulgaria is coming under fire from the European Union and United States for its old friendly feelings for Russia. This Tuesday, US President Barack Obama, visiting Poland, announced a $1 billion US dollars fund to help boost defensive capabilities of European allies. The fund is also aimed at increasing the responsiveness of US forces to reinforce NATO in Europe. The U.S. Navy will also boost NATO naval deployments to the Black Sea and Baltic Sea. That same day, the European Commission was reported to have formally launched infringement proceedings against Bulgaria over its choice of a contractor to build the land section of the South Stream pipeline in the country. The news has been preceded by an article in Wall Street Journal titled "Bulgaria's Western Allies Worry About Eastward Tilt," and a short quote from the story. Bulgaria has been in the North Atlantic Treaty Organization for a decade and the EU since 2007. Yet the Balkan nation, with its gold-domed Orthodox churches and communist-era architecture, still feels culturally and politically connected to Russia. End quote. So why would the US and its allies awaken to a centuries-old reality? And does that imply that Bulgaria is going to be subject to more pressure? And in that sense, what could be the implications of that policy? Our first guest speaker is Daniel Smilov, the Director of Political and Legal Research Program at the Center for Liberal Strategies in Bulgaria.
Dr. Smilov, what I was going to ask you, it was about the infringement procedure against Bulgaria launched by Brussels. What is it all about? Why are we talking about infringement procedure at this particular moment?
There are two issues, actually, which are implicated in the case. First, this is the competition for the construction works. So our government carried out a procurement procedure and appointed a company, which actually a consortium of companies, which is supposed to carry out the construction works. But exactly the procedure is now under review by the European Commission, and the European Commission thinks that the Bulgarian government has violated EU law in carrying out this procedure. Most importantly, I think certain aspects of preliminary disclosure, announcement of the procurement procedure have been violated. But this is the first issue. Secondly, and probably more importantly, is a possible conflict between the project, South Stream project, as it is implemented now, and the so-called third package on energy for the European Union, which has certain requirements about competition. One of these requirements is that access to the pipelines should have a variety of companies, not only one supplier. And this seems to be a rather controversial issue. The Russian authorities and the Russian companies, they prefer to preserve their monopoly over the pipe lines, and actually the Bulgarian government now has been trying to lobby in Brussels for a certain exemption from EU law. They have even tried to circumvent EU law by declaring that South Stream is a sea project, a kind of project which is going under the sea, so it should be dealt with under different types of regulation. But apparently the European Commission is not convinced by these moves of the Bulgarian government, so this is the second issue which is at stake in the communication between the Bulgarian government and Brussels.
Sir, do you think that there are certain political reasons to this case? Because of late we have seen another interesting detail. I mean, the article published by the Wall Street Journal saying that Bulgaria is a weak link in NATO, in EU, and it somehow it comes at the same time.
This background is important because the current government, and especially the Socialist Party, you know that the government in Bulgaria now is rather weak because it is dependent on a very complex coalition in parliament. The major party is the Bulgarian Socialist Party, which has been traditionally pro-Russian, and in the Ukrainian crisis its position has been rather ambiguous. So on the official level, it has sided, of course, fully with the European Union, but it has been in the camp of countries which are for either for a kind of mild sanctions against Russia or even against generally sanctions. So the Bulgarian government hasn't argued that unilaterally it is going to impose a veto or something like that, but it has been definitely trying to find partners to essentially for two things. One is for the continuation of projects like that, especially South Stream project, despite this crisis, and secondly, it has been trying to find partners to weaken or somehow dilute the package of sanctions against Russia. So probably these attitudes, together with various statements by people close to the government in domestic context, have raised suspicions in Brussels about, about the loyalty, in essence, of the Bulgarian government to the common European interest. And there have been some harsh words on behalf of EU officials. President Barroso even said that he's fearing that there are Russian agents in Bulgaria, meaning in the political sphere.
So do you think that Bulgaria is likely to come under more pressure?
From Brussels?
Yes, or Brussels or Washington?
I think that... Well, the Commission is rather serious, and that it is going to continue with the infringement procedure. So if the Bulgarian government doesn't comply, I think that they're going to push for certain penalties and sanctions against Bulgaria.
Sir, thank you so much. And just to remind you, that was Daniel Smilov, the Director of Political and Legal Research Program at the Center for Liberal Strategies in Bulgaria. This is Burning Point. We're discussing Bulgaria, which seems to be coming under fire for its friendly ties with Russia. And now we are joined by our next guest speaker, Dr. Kirill Avramov, Assistant Professor of Political Science at the Department of Political Science at the New Bulgarian University in Sofia.
The thing is that Bulgaria is a member of the European Union and also is a member of NATO, and also does represent sort of the southeastern flank of this alliance. So it is, of course, logical to look at the diverging position of, say, let's say, Poland and the hesitant position of, say, the current Bulgarian government, which I should note that is not enjoying very high popularity, or is not having such a wide support. And, of course, that puts the Socialist Party, which is, of course, half of its supporters at least are very well known to have sort of very warm feeling for Russia, in a very uncomfortable position. Now, I should open a bracket here that the current government, albeit it's being coined as technically as a government of experts, it has been held by a majority which is, I would call, no less than dubious, because we are having Socialist Party, we are having Liberal Party, which is ethnically Turkish, and also we do have the nationalists from Ataka. Now, this is a very strange and weird combination, at least for liberal-minded people. But it still maintains sort of the hold on power, albeit shakily. Now, having in mind that, Bulgaria has gone to, just like every other European country, for the European election. And as in this article has been pointed out, there has been a recent poll, basically, among Bulgarians conducted by Alpha Research, by my colleagues, asking the Bulgarians which direction, basically, the country should head, whether it should be EU or it should be the Eurasian Union. What clearly we're having not only on word on paper, but because on paper we do have basically something less to 2-to-1 majority of Bulgarians that do want to remain in the European Union, and the elections have also very distinctly shown that all the parties that have basically have been openly advocating closer ties with Russia actually did not manage to clear the threshold. I should note that, at least from my point of view, this is very good news for the liberal consensus of Bulgaria. That means that those years have not been wasted in the sense that Bulgarian society has and wants a clear direction, and it is more of a European integration despite the hardships that it might cause. In connection with South Stream, Bulgaria already is under procedure from Brussels, and basically we have been shown quite a lot of yellow cards of not showing basically the team play that is expected from us or the team spirit that has been expected from us, despite the fact that obviously the population is clearly showing, I mean, the socialists had a disastrous defeat in these elections, and as I mentioned before, the nationalists, which are well known to have ties with Russia, have been basically kicked out of national politics. And so we are basically right now in a very complicated situation because, I mean, we all know that there are traditional and cultural and so on ties, and on basic level, people do have good feelings for Russia, not necessarily for the current regime, but in general for Russians. However, we have clearly established consensus, and as I said, it's been repeatedly shown in elections that we are looking towards Brussels and not towards Moscow.
Sir, thank you so much. And just to remind you, that was Dr. Kirill Avramov, Assistant Professor of Political Science at the Department of Political Science at the New Bulgarian University in Sofia.
Burning Point.
And now we are joined by our next guest speaker, Peter Kishashki, board member at the Institute of Modern Politics in Sofia.
I think that most of the Bulgarian citizens, they think that Bulgaria should be more neutral when it comes to somehow punishing Russia or taking being active in the Ukraine crisis because of two main reasons. The first one is that most of the Bulgarian people, as I said already, they are very fond of Russia, and the Bulgarian economy is very dependent on the good partnership that we have with Russia so far. So I think that most of the Bulgarian people, they just see it, that if we somehow get more aggressive towards Russia, it's going to influence our own national interest. And it's something that, even if we don't see this emotional string that most of the people are attached to Russia, even if we look at it in a very simple, very pragmatic point of view, most of the people are very clear about it, that we don't have the need to be more aggressive towards Russian foreign policy. I think that this in no way contradicts with the EU membership, because when Bulgaria joined the EU, there were around 70% of the people who were very fond of that idea. There were like 70% of all of the Bulgarian citizens were very happy that we are part of the, and we were accepted in the European Union. This was in 2007. And today, the percentage is pretty much the same. Around 70% of the people, they are very happy that we are part of the European Union. It doesn't, in a way, contradict that more than 50% of 55 or 60% of the people, they are very fond of Russia. The thing that the Wall Street Journal article says, actually, is I don't believe that it's correct towards the facts, because the point of view that they're representing is just one of the views here in Bulgaria, and it's mostly the view of the opposition that wants to get the society in this false debate whether we are pro-Russia or against Russia. Actually, most of the people here are pro-Russia, and in a cultural, historical, alphabetical, if you want a point of view, it doesn't in a way fight with our European orientation. And we have to stress this out. The leader of the Bulgarian Socialist Party, which is the party which, as I said, married Russia historically, the leader of the Bulgarian Socialist Party is also a leader of the Party of the European Socialists, which I think that it's very clear that we have European-oriented policy, but when it comes to Russia, the factors in Brussels have, and the European allies of Bulgaria have to be very aware that most of the citizens here, they're very fond of Russia, and we have very strong ties to Russia, and we cannot forget that just because the moment of the political states at these times are very against Russia, or the European Union is taking the points against Russia. We are not going to change our attitudes towards Russia just because Brussels said so. We are going to stand by our national interests, and our national interest is that we are a member of the European Union and we have to have a good relations with Russia. I don't think that these two points that are the main Bulgarian points of interest, they are contradicting in any way.
Peter, thank you so much.
And just to remind you, that was our guest speaker, Peter Kishashki, board member at the Institute of Modern Politics in Sofia, Bulgaria. Well, and with this, we end this edition of Burning Point, brought to you by me, Ekaterina Kudashkina. Thank you so much for staying with us. Goodbye, and take care.